A big win for Linfield here at Windsor Park today, Andy.
It was, Andy. Good win. Thought the team were terrific today. We prepared all week. How are we going to set up out of possession? And I think it really worked. Sometimes you prepare and things don't go your way, but you know, this week we certainly prepared really well, and our game plan was worked to perfection.
And very pleasing for you to get a hat trick today.
It was again especially after the first, you know, the header I missed. Thought it could be one of those days, and to be honest, it was because we were more efficient in our out of possession movements. It allowed strikers and the forward players to get higher up the pitch and have a bit more freshness energy on the ball. And you know, again, when you see the kind of deliveries that the boys put in the box, it's happy days for a striker. And I was just glad to redeem myself a bit and get on the end of a couple.
The fourth goal was a fantastic cross by Jimmy Mulgrew to find Niall Quinn to put it on a plate for you for your hat-trick.
Mm-hmm.
It was a brilliant cross by Jimmy Mulgrew, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, once I've seen Jimmy pressing, he had it's good to have midfielders who want to break lines, and he split the right back in the centre half. And again, Niall Quinn, once I touched on, I knew he was going to put it in perfect, and he did. So, like I said, we were very good out of possession. We were good in the counter. We were good high up the pitch. So it was a good performance today, but no, not get carried away. It's something we have to try and ensure that we approach every game with that sort of preparation and performance. And again, all you can do is take credit for today, because it was a good performance.
But it was a big win against a team that always does well against us, isn't it?
Yeah, they're a good team. They're a very good team. And I suppose when they come to Windsor Park, they potentially raise their game. It's a Belfast derby, and there's no pressure on them as such, so they can come and have a go. And they certainly did to an extent, but I think we nullified that today. And you know, a couple of weeks ago we were caught cold against a big team here at Windsor in terms of out of possession, and we just made sure that if we're in the games now, that we're quite clever and efficient in our running, and that gives us a foundation, a platform to go on and try and win the game. And like I say, keep our players high up the pitch, fresh on the ball.
You're on a good run of goal scoring form. You got one against One Point, two at Institute, three today.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance of four on Tuesday night?
Well, doesn't always go like that. You know, scoring goals is probably the hardest thing in football, in my opinion. And yeah, sometimes it's like a London bus. Whenever you have one more come, and you know, whenever you're in a drought, they're very hard to come by. I'm enjoying the moment. I'm enjoying my role in the team. And again, when you have to, you know, highlight a lot of accolades and credit to my teammates, because they certainly do make my life easier when they put such good balls into the box. You know, if I can keep scoring goals, I'll be happy. I'm always happy scoring goals.
Ballymena on Tuesday and again on next Saturday, back-to-back games. It's going to be two tough games against a team that were top of the league this morning.
It is, and you know, I've went on record before saying how tough this league is. Teams now are so ambitious, and a lot of good players, and every game, you know, we have to be bang on it. And, you know, it is tough at times. You have Saturday, Tuesday, but you know, when you're a big club like Linfield, the expectation's massive to continue the performance levels like today. So again, it'll probably be a case of freshening up, recharging the batteries, and preparing for Tuesday night as best we can, because Ballymena have good players. They'll fancy themselves against us in the showgrounds on Tuesday night, and we have to make sure that we get into the next round of the Shield.
And nice to go home with the Man of the Match award today.
Well, it was nice and good to see Jim Emery there. You know, he's a top man, and he presented me with the Man of the Match, and you know, no better person, no finer man. And he's been trying to get me at Linfield since I was about 15, 14 years of age. So it was great to see him today, and even better get the award off him.
Well done today, Andrew, and all the best for Tuesday night.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Andy.